Welcome to Minister Truth, hosted by Antoine Speller. Guest speaker, our son, Juwan Speller. Please, enjoy.
Commit you. Why are you happy? Why? Because I know God is going to bring me through. He'll never put more than on you than you can bear. He gives us joy to lift us when we're down. You know when you find that little piece of happiness in the midst of trouble? That's him. He say, you are my child. There you go. Be happy. And he makes it possible for us to have an extra family. That's the Christian family. When you're a part of the Christian family, that serves as your second family. And for some people, that is their family. Because a lot of people know, when you serve God and when you follow him, what's going to happen? Your friends, your family, some people are going to leave you. Because they can't take it. They can't handle it. The light has drawn them away. Pushed them back. I know I lost some friends in high school when I started to go through the change. I'm not going to lie, I've been a Christian for a while. But it wasn't probably until my junior or senior year that I really started actually telling people about it. Yeah, sure, I went soul winning all those times. But it's nothing different when you actually tell your friends. I've seen some of my best friends from freshman year start to leave. They start to push away. I started talking about this. They were like, Yeah, that's cool. It's not cool. It's great. You know what? I'm about to get out your way in a minute. I'm about to go to closing right here. Remember, if you're truly following Jesus, you shouldn't be blending in. You should be sticking out like a sore thumb. If you're not sticking out like a sore thumb and your light's not shining, examine yourself, please. Because that should tell you something. That should tell you that you're not truly following Jesus. Following Jesus takes a what? 400% commitment. Either you're with them or you're against them. Either you're doing it or you're not. You can't straddle the fence. That's another sermon. I'm not going to get into that. A lot of us are straddling the fence. We can't straddle the fence. Either here or you're not. You're doing it or you're not. You're against them or you're not. You should be bearing real fruit. Not no plastic fruit that you put on your kitchen table for decorations. When Jesus comes over your house to eat dinner, he's not going to look at that. He's going to say, what is this? Throw it in the trash. It's no good. I can't eat it. I can't use it. He wants people that he can really use the real fruit. He wants that natural fruit. Like I told you, that natural supplement. You can't get that generic version. You can't get the generic version of following Jesus because it's worthless. There's a scripture in the Bible that talks about a pile of salt and it's tasteless. It's worthless. It's no good but for throwing out. That's all it is. When you're not bearing real fruit, you're no good to him. You're going to be thrown out. And I don't want any of us to be thrown out. I surely don't want to be thrown out. Just because it looks good don't mean it is good. Your fruit can look real good, but if it ain't about nothing. He wants us to take up our cross daily. That's in every aspect of your life, every moment, every second, no matter what you're doing. See, a lot of people think taking up your cross means putting on a plastic chain around your neck with a cross. Some of the same people that have the biggest crosses on their neck are some of the evilest people in the world. The same ones dealing drugs, dope, and all this stuff out there. Some of the same ones are the same ones saying the Lord's name in vain in those songs that we like to listen to sometimes. Some of the biggest rappers wear Jesus pieces around their neck. Talk about it in their songs, but yet you hear some of the things that come out of their mouth. Makes you go question. Don't wear a cross around your neck just because you think it's going to make you a saint. It's not. Taking up your cross daily means enduring the hardships that are going to come with following Jesus Christ. You're going to be ridiculed. People are going to laugh at you. People are going to leave. You got to understand that when this happens, you got a promise from Jesus. And he will never put more than on you they can bear. So just because you're going through a little something, understand that Jesus is there for you. And he's never going to hurt you. Sure, you might go through pains here, pains there. So did Jesus. What if Jesus quit? What if Jesus put down a cross and said, you know what? Hey, I'm not him. Just, I'm sorry I never did this. But he kept pushing on through.
Thank you for listening to Minutes of Truth. For more information, go to our website, minutesoftruth.org. And remember, God's Word is life.